This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to episode 232 of the Countdown Podcast. I hope you're in the mood for some jams today, folks. My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul, and jams it is.
Jiggity jams!
Welcome to the podcast. We count down movies and sometimes television, like today, in order of awesomeness, so you don't have to. And we have a very, very special show. A show which has blown us away in terms of the feedback that we've received.
Blew up a bit online.
On this topic. So we have made a late change.
Yes.
Last week we announced we're doing the top 10 TV themes. Too inclusive.
Yeah. There's so many awesome ones.
Many to pack into one list.
Mm-hmm.
And we had dozens of people complain about that. And
We
literally had almost hundreds of responses to this.
Yeah.
Over 150 people got back with their choice. So we thought, hang on, all right, let's divide
There's
it
some
up.
Class in there.
So what we have decided to do is today we're going to be doing the top 10 TV theme songs post 2000.
That's right.
Now we've gone the latter first, because we feel like this is a good warm-up.
It's a good warm-up, because the stuff you are all talking about out there...
Most people.
Most of that is pre-2000.
Yep.
Now, this is great, too, because this is some good shit that's happened in the last 20 years. What, 19 years?
Some great stuff's happened in the last 19 years, but we would have had to leave it almost, in my
exactly.
case, all of it out.
Yes, for all the shit that's in the...
So exactly. It's almost like a top 20 we're doing over the next 2 weeks.
It is almost... chronological.
Yeah, we've gone a little bit chronological. We could have actually done that. We could have just said number 11 to 20.
Yeah, we could have just done that shit.
I want to thank my fiance who just said, why not divide it up into
that
two shows?
That would have been a better show. Oh, well, a little behind the curtain there, everyone.
Yes. Live reactions. And if you think this is a Mickey Mouse show, just you wait. Welcome. If you're joining on the back of this topic today, welcome. It's great to have you here. And of course, if you're a long-term listener to the show, it is a pleasure to have you back. Now,
love y'all.
That's pretty much it. It's 2000 plus, but we have kind of bent the rules a little bit as well.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk about it now.
All right.
In fact, there's really only one bit of admin to do / housekeeping, and that is the results of last week. Should we just do that first?
By the way, I have a new term for housekeeping.
Oh. Yeah, okay. What is it?
We should call it... Ready? Ready?
Mm-hmm, here we go.
The lowdown. Because we're on the countdown, son. We can do a drop, and it's time for the lowdown. And then you'll say, and stride into it then.
Or something. Can I give you my instant response?
Yeah. I actually don't really know what that means, but
it's like sad.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sad old.
Okay, look, it's just the first.
Or if you prefer, I'll just fire back with you.
This is the dumbest shit anyone ever said in the history of, and I don't think I'm accelerating.
It was
here.
A first pass. First
Welcome
pass.
To
first
the
pass?
Third member of the show.
Oh, fuck off
the soundboard.
Yeah, you're a dick. If you're new, by the way,
Wayne
does that. Yeah, he plays my own shit back at me, so no one knows what's going on.
Thankfully, the listeners will understand.
Horrible
that,
radio.
That's comedy.
Horrible right radio.
Like radio,
it's radio. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, Vegasil. All right.
All right, last week's results. So every year we have a competition who can win most weeks. Last week's show, the top 10 Hollywood a-holes / jerks. And the final results are in very close.
Oh.
Very close.
In are
our
they?
Facebook listener community, the only place you can vote is there. Join up. Link is in the show notes. 23 votes to you, 27 to me.
Oh, well done.
Extending my lead. 13-9 on the year. Now, Julio for the Contrarian said, could go either way. Paul's politicking for the female vote again. So I would go with Wayne who had Wesley Snipes higher on his list and reminded me of the Raging Bull documentary with Uwe Boll.
Mm.
Wilhelm Stoltz said, Paul gets my vote because of Charlie Sheen. Thank you for that, sir.
Understandable.
Dan Brady also said the Uwe Boll thing got Hugh over the line for him. Glenn Sutherland said, pretty even, voting Team Wayne in the hope this year's score gets evened up. So I reckon there's going to be that coming into play over the next month or so.
I guess I'm fine with pity.
Yeah. David Power said, despite having the Shat on his list, who he likes, William Shatner. I like that. The Shat.
The Shat man, yeah.
He said, voting Paul, Crispin Glover and Shia aren't assholes so much as just a bit fucking weird. They were on your list.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. Dawson Schmidt said, Wayne has Tobey Maguire on his list. I hate that cunt.
Nice one.
Quote, unquote. Adam Muller had, Paul has my vote solely for Katherine Heigl. That bitch is crazy. And then the Retro Cinema Podcast, our good friends over there today, posted a link from news.com.au, literally talking about how Katherine Heigl got burnt from Hollywood.
Really? There's a whole article on it.
Obviously, listened to our show and put a whole article up
sure,
there.
Sure, that's what happened. That's totally what happened.
Exactly what took place.
Zeitgeist.
Richard Sen said, voted for Wayne to make things close. Also, can't believe neither of you had Mel Gibson.
Yeah, you know, he's got a bad rap. He could well be on there. I get it.
Lenny Soldat said, got to vote for Paul this week. He said, because it's been too long since I've voted for him. And also, then he put up a very amusing meme about how could you hate Tobey Maguire? And lastly, Andrew Watson said, Paul gets my vote largely for his pretty passable Russell Crowe ad lib. And his reasoning for Charlie Sheen also won me over.
Okay, well done. Well done, there we are.
That's all of the lowdown.
The lowdown!
For this week.
It probably work. Probably work fine.
All right, let's get back into this week's topic then.
Okay.
How do we decide? So there's some shows which obviously start before 2000
and then continue on
post 2000. So what do we decide on this one?
Well, I decided that initially that if it reached into the 2000s at all, it was eligible for our post 2000 list. Paul then said, well, how about no? how about if most of the season's run was in 2000?
I decided to bring logic to the equation, such as
logic,
it is.
Logic, bitchness,
if the show is mostly last millennium, it doesn't count for this millennium.
Yeah,
that said, there's one notable thing on my list, which is anyway, that's confusing.
You'll see.
We've decided that's the best we can do. What you're going to hear is a lot of theme songs today, probably as much as you might be expecting. Now, a lot less talking than you are getting at this point in time. So we hope you'll enjoy this particular different version, I think, of the show. A little bit more of an earworm episode,
yeah.
If I may borrow your term from last week.
Most deaf.
All right, then.
I want you to start.
All right, you want me to start? Let's not do a music cue then, because we're going to have plenty of them.
Hell yeah.
Straight into it then. My number 10 is a song which, I don't know how you're going to feel about this one.
There's a few odd ones on my list too, I got to say.
But then again, maybe it will make your list. Mm. It's a song. It's a show which did start last millennium, but the bulk of its seasons were this millennium.
True.
I'm talking about From the Sopranos, Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 3.
Low! Yeah, absolutely, man. This is low. I thought this would definitely be on your list, but I thought it would. Okay, let's hear about it. What do you think about this show?
So that's it.
Mine's showing.
Alabama song. 3. I did a little bit of research about most of the entrants on my list, and effectively, Rob Sprague is the front man for this band.
Yep.
They're an English band.
Yes.
Did you know? Okay. English I did band. Not know that. Paul and listening.
It doesn't sound like an English band.
It's associated, don't you, with...
it's all gangster.
It's kind of like this sort of rapping kind of, as you say, gravelly voice thing. After hearing about the 1996 murder case of Sarah Thornton, who stabbed her husband after 2 years of abuse, mistreatment, and neglect.
Mm.
And that's why he wrote this particular song.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
And for me, it really gets you anticipating what's
it
to come.
It does. We should mention something about like TV shows. When oftentimes I will hear a theme song and go, well, that's shit. By the end of the season, if it's a good show,
it grows on you.
It grows on you. Like, I love that shit, you know? So
it's a good point you're making that like some TV theme songs withstand the show.
Totally.
Are more timeless than the show.
Lots of times that happens.
Some, however, are a personal association with how much the show is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's why with The Sopranos, the good thing about this song, right, is that it's a little bit... I remember when I first heard it, it was like, this is almost like starts Leonard Cohen-y, like, you know, like this kind of... Yeah, just really gravelly kind of voice. And then it becomes like new age computerized soul. There's... and shit like that in it, which is like kind of fucking... And at the end, it's really haphazard. It's like... And then that's the end of the show, but now you know the show's starting, so it made us love it.
Yes.
So, I mean, yeah, and the song's right. Yeah, so yeah, I'm on board with this one, but yeah. Yeah.
We'll see how high it doth go.
Totes.
All right, your number 10, Wayne.
This one will be fun because it's a show that I don't actually watch, although I have watched like most of a season of it.
Okay, it's one of those ones that transcends the show for you.
For me, and well, actually, it's a weird thing because most people don't know it. The show is Veronica Mars. And the song in it, when I... Oh, really?
No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Okay, so people, this song is when I fell out of the show. Okay, I know a lot of people love it.
I just finished watching the season 4.
What? Oh, was it Telstra?
No, it's good.
It was good. Okay. All
it's right. It's a little bit draggy in the middle sort of episodes, but for an 8, was it 8 or 10? I can't remember. I watched literally it in one day.
I like me some Kristen Bell. I mean, she's a lovely, lovely girl.
Who doesn't love her?
Right?
I would like
to
ring her.
This is the second second one of those you've made, and I'm actually pretty happy about it. So nice stuff.
I've decided it's going to be a theme.
I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be great. Take the heat off me. Yes, sorry. People, when this show started and I heard this, that hook, right, which is kind of the whole thing, and I haven't even heard the whole song. Ago. That's right. It's dirgy, then it's hooky, right? That's the best kind of song, everyone. Gives you one thing, then makes it better. That We Used to Be Friends thing made me think about high school, because obviously the show is about high school, and that is totally high school to me.
Yep.
Right? But it's all people you fucking used to be friends with and groups that you no longer hang out and shit, and that's what made me remember it. It's actually the thing I remember about the show, because I forgot what happened in the first season. I know.
Okay, no, fair enough. If you got out,
it's been a while,
and you
it's
weren't that into it.
No, I want to, because I know that it gets really cool, apparently.
So
I'm told.
This is a show I watched with a good friend, Nigel.
Yeah.
And when we lived together, and it was our thing that we kind of enjoyed and got into.
You have a couple show with him? That's so nice.
Yeah, so you have a couple
show. No, I like that. Yeah. I like that.
And the recent, came back to Hulu recently, and so we talked about it via chat. Not being able to watch it. And I dug it. Look, Danny Warhol's one of my favorite bands as well, which probably gets it elevated up my list on that basis. From the album Welcome to Monkey House is the first single off it. And it's also notably featured in episodes of The OC and Wonderfalls, as well as the FIFA 2004 soundtrack.
It's a really good song.
It was even the theme song to the Australian reality series My Restaurant Rules.
Can you believe? Is that where I heard it from?
Shit, yeah. So there you go.
That fucks it a bit.
Well, it's been all over the place at the point. It's a popular song. And yeah, particularly the season one, season two version of it. Because season three, they changed it. And then season four, they've completely reworked it.
Oh, did they?
Postmodern kind of weird fucking thing, which is nowhere near as good.
The version I heard was like, seriously, four bars. And then that was it. And then the title finished and the controls
right. I guess we're going to hear it right now.
Okay.
All right then, my number nine might be a surprise to some at how low it is, given that it is from Joss Whedon.
Oh my god!
It is.
Is this low?
From Firefly.
Low!
The Ballad of Serenity, performed by Sonny Rhodes, as written by the man himself.
Shocked.
Joss Whedon.
I am shocked. This is criminally low. Why is it so low, Paul?
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you why, because I like the theme song.
I know what it is.
Wonderfully. Yes. I think it's a great theme song, but I don't think it matches. It does match. It matches the Western element. It's this country and Western song, basically.
Yeah, but that makes it cool. So check it out. Anyone who doesn't know, Firefly is a space Western, would you say? Space Western?
It's a sci-fi Western.
Sci-fi
Western.
Exactly
what it is.
Exactly. Okay. So the whole theme song, which we're about to hear, are you going to play the whole thing?
Sure.
It's really, really kick-ass, but totally country. It sounds like almost the opening to Deadwood, right? A little bit. So I actually found myself singing this, walking around the house. P.S. Four chords, dead easy to play.
As Wayne will now demonstrate.
No. I think it's just because I've heard the demo Joss Whedon did of it before he sent it to this guy saying post it up.
It's out there. Yeah.
And it is so like, I don't know. I love the idea of you can't take this guy from me. It's just this wonderful sentiment because obviously it's about space and shit. So, I don't know. Big fan of this one. And I know it doesn't sound space western-y, but I think that would fuck it up. It has to just sound western-y because everything else is space.
Okay. All right. Well, why don't you decide for yourself?
There you go.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take this guy from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. Can't take the sky from me.
That was Sonny Rhodes in the Ballad of Serenity from the TV show Firefly, Wayne.
Word.
Your number nine, sir.
My number nine is a song I initially hated. This is an example of when you see a show and you don't know if you like the show, but then the opening title thing is kind of like, let me see. Episode one, what a shit song. Episode two, not this again. Episode three, that's not bad. Episode four, this is okay.
Yeah,
episode five, you're humming now. And then 6, oh my God, I love this. 7, you're now interested. You're not actually excited about the intro.
You're barring up.
Exactly. And then by the end of their show, you're like, oh, this is the last time I get to hear it like this.
Okay.
This is the theme song to Entourage.
Oh.
I first didn't like the
well, yeah.
I didn't like that at all.
I was about to make a joke.
What?
So you like that song? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good, good, good. Sorry, I stepped on that. Now, this is going to be Smallville, but I kicked it out for Entourage.
This one is honorable mention for me.
Yeah?
It's such a fucking stupid song. It's so...
It is a stupid song, and it's a stupid so show.
It's so polarizing, this song. Like, I've literally seen articles online really? About how Entourage is over. The best thing is we'll never have to hear that fucking song again.
I understand, because that's what I thought the first few times, and I don't know why it grew on me. It's obviously because I liked the show.
Yeah.
I know people. I liked you. Entourage. I don't care.
No, I like it too.
Yeah.
I don't like the movie very much, but I like the TV show.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, it's all that shit. So anyway, Entourage. I don't know. It makes me excited about the bullshit premise that is the show, which of course is kind of cool.
Yeah. No arguments, like I said, it literally is my number 11. So there you go. All right, my number 8 then is a definite change of pace from what we've been describing so far. It is a beautiful, melodic, haunting score from a miniseries. So I've stretched the rules a little bit here. I've gone with the early part of the millennium, and Steven Spielberg produced Band of Brothers.
Oh!
The theme to that. Do you know that one?
I don't know it off my... I know, I remember liking the show. Quite uplifting. I see sort of the romanticism there.
It perfectly encapsulates the triumphs and tragedies of these characters that we're going to know to come to know to love and grieve for.
Because they're soldiers.
Over the next 10 episodes, yeah, because not all of them make it through this show.
Of course not. Paul wouldn't like it if they did.
And I still get chills listening to that crescendo today, because when I was doing the research for this, I popped it on whilst I was sort of typing my notes, and I'm like, oh my God.
You're so the score guy. Yes,
I am the score guy. Yeah. So that's why it got up to here on number 8 on my list.
Okay, a little surprised, but there you are.
Okay.
Nice. My number 8 is just jaunty and good, and it's happens to be one of my favorite comedies. It's the theme to 30 Rock. Now that is...
I don't know this one.
I know. This is a real short one.
Because I've never watched 30 Rock.
I know, which is just horrible, because it's one of the best shows ever written. I will say that it's not as rewatchable as some of the other comedies I like, but it is still one of the best. It is a big band number, kind of, and it's just kind of boom, 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 you'll hear it. And because it's jaunty and quick and fast and ends really well and it's cut together with really good with the vision, it excites me because I like the show.
Season
so much.
1 are we talking about here? Or?
Yeah, it's always been the same.
All right, well, in that case, let's hear it.
Cool. See, it's like that.
Wow, it's very punchy. I'll give it
punchy,
that.
It's punchy, right? But when you see it all, and you know a show you love is going to come on after that, it makes it even more exciting. It's exciting. I find it exciting. It's weird.
That's an odd. Well, you said my number 8 was an odd choice. I believe your number 8 falls into the same category,
oh,
sir.
Big time, big time, big time.
Whereas my number 7 won't surprise you nor anyone who listens to the show. It's another Joss Whedon ditty. Well, at least sort of. He didn't really do it. It's more David Greenwalt, really. So this is another show that premiered in 1999.
Yep.
And had the bulk of its seasons in 2009.
Legit,
of course,
legit.
Talking about Angel.
Angel. Now, when you talk about this, I obviously think of the other one immediately, and I'm not going to mention it in case it's on your list. But the Angel
probably
one,
shouldn't.
I want to hear it now. I want to hear it now.
There you go.
I remember this one now with the violin and the strings and the this.
Yeah, which was a very deliberate decision from Joss Whedon and David Greenwald, actually.
If anyone who doesn't know, this is a vampire TV show.
Yeah, well, surely, you know, everyone knows what Angel is.
Some people don't. Well, you know, it's set back in the day too, so it's obviously cool like that. I like that one. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's from the band Darling Violetta, who appeared in a Buffy episode, actually playing on the stage at the Bronze.
Yes.
I think it was called in Buffy. And so they went and watched a few Angel Heavy eps of the show and then wrote this along with their music producer, Holly Knight, and they wanted a more acoustic kind of cello rock, dark superhero vibe. I reckon they nailed it. And
yeah, good point.
I guess I love the show so much that it really resonates for me immediately, but I just hear that and and I'm like, bam, I'm there. I'm ready.
Paul kind of looks like Wesley, who's on that show, everyone. Just so you know, there's a part that's something that's going
Wesley,
on.
Wesley, I wonder then if it's any shock that Wesley is one of my favorite characters of all time.
No shock at all, motherfucker. There's not even one shocker going on here.
That's my number 7, Angel.
Well, speaking of no shocks, let me just get this out of the way. My number 7 is the theme song to Dawson's Crack.
I didn't want to wait.
Well done. By the way, everyone, Paula Cole did this. She is an artist who had a very good year that year, and she won a bunch of Grammys. And I actually liked this song already before it came on Dawson's Crack in the second season, but that made me love it even more.
So it wasn't from the get-go.
No, the first one was a Jan Arden number, which she only played enough for the theme song.
Okay.
And long story short, yeah. Anyway, but this is...
While she's talking about it, I'm just keep doing this.
That is Paul's approximation of the... Please enjoy.
More to say about it?
Nah.
Do you want to justify yourself?
Okay. I don't actually, because I think a lot of people are on board with this. And yes, I say it a lot and refer to it a lot and play it on my heavy rotation list, on my Spotify list.
Still?
Yeah, still. I listen to a lot of shit.
And yet it's down here at this number?
Yeah, because, you know, for me it's slightly more than a TV show theme. It's a song, but I actually love the fact that it's a Dawson's Crack show. By the way, Dawson's Crack is the best. I saw it again recently on some streaming service, and I'm like, I remember this. This is fine.
If you listen really carefully there, dear listener, you'll note that Wayne went from saying, this is the best, to it's fine one sentence.
The theme song is the best. The show is more than fine. Oh, shit.
Okay. Moving along then to my number 6, and here is another short, sharp, punchy one, which really resonates. And okay. It's a remake of a TV show from the 70s, Battlestar Galactica.
Holy shit!
Do you remember this shit, man?
Yeah, so you're talking about the original one, not the...
No, I'm talking about... No,
the remake. Okay, it's post-2000.
Yes, because we're doing post-2000 now. The original one's this grandiose, awesome track. I really like the original. It's... Dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Ah, yeah, that's right. All right.
But this 2004 version is much more pensive and kind of grandiose with this melodic kind of singing. It's like...
Well, now I can't wait to hear it.
In fact, with all that as your intro, here it is. Does doing that tribal sort of drum beat bit is show you bits of the coming episode.
Yeah.
So it was really kind of different. Yeah, that is dangerous. Different. It literally had spoilers for the episode in those 20 seconds or whatever
and
it is.
And you didn't mind when you showed when you watched the show for some reason. I remember not minding. Or did you?
I was
always
a bit like, I don't know about this, but...
There's a few shows that do that. Like, yeah.
Well, this is the only one I can think of off the top of my head, but...
You know, this... CSI Punani or whatever. There was like a dung dung. And oh no, that's right. Maybe I can't remember. It was one of those shows that showed you the end of the ad break.
Right.
Yeah, it's weird.
So look, I love that theme. It is extremely powerful and again sets you up. It gets your blood pumping by the end of that. Oh, I want to see what's going on now. Yeah. Mm. Little little bit of Randy Savage for you there too.
I'm done with that. I remember Battlestar, and I remember loving it and hating the last episode.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
Yeah.
It was great while it was good.
Very much could be one of those episodes where the worst 10 TV final episodes of all time could well be up there.
Okay. Nice one. My number six, everyone, is one that Paul will not be familiar with.
Mm.
However, I find the song cool, and I find the opening very cool as well. And it's comfort TV for me. The show is called Suits.
Oh.
Now, the song is called Greenback Boogie by I'm a Robot. And it is just, to be honest with you, I got onto this show because I had this whole personal thing where I left some shitty job I hated, and I finally went back to the city, which I really liked, and the whole opening scene looks like that. It's just like New York, right? So I love that. But this thing, this whole thing is really kind of cool as well. I think it's very short, and you can, do you want to hear it?
I certainly do. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Little girly ass singing.
Pretty boring so far.
Well, it's an intro. Boom. Yelly. That's it. That's how it ends. It's like boom, right into the thing.
Hmm.
I'm a fan because I dig kind of the mood of that. Plus, I like the show. Plus, I like, if you saw it may be one of those cases where the actual opening cut is also very cool, so it makes it better.
I don't know. That's oddly average.
Really? I don't like that one.
No.
I'm surprised
it made any impression at all.
I've always liked that one. I kind of think about it all the time.
When I'm walking around. If the show speaks to you, and you did describe it as having a personal connection,
I can understand how they fall. I mean, I understand. This is the thing, but with all of these things, the first time I hear something, I go, that's easily shit. But then you associate some kind of happiness with it and becomes yours.
Okay.
I mean, that's me.
All right. Fair enough, then. My number five is the aforementioned Veronica Mars
thing. Ah!
Because a long time ago, you mentioned that song. Your number five, sir.
Okay, my number five, people, is a show that I think has compared a lot to The Simpsons. I think it is better than The Simpsons. It is the theme song to Futurama.
Whoa!
I love this piece of music,
not
man.
Even in my consideration.
Of course not. You're an asshole. This was actually based on a 1967 French song called Psych Rock by a dude named Pierre Henry, but I love what I call the space cowbell sound in this theme. It's dun, 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 dun. In fact, bells were a very underrated instrument. I enjoy like 95% of the songs that include bells in them somewhere. But I... For real. Wonderful.
You can ring Wayne's bell.
You can. Really wonderful energy in this theme. It makes me want to watch the show. By the way, the show is set in the future, and it's very Simpson-y, but it's better than The Simpsons. I've always loved this theme song. Them bells, baby. Beautiful. Love that piece of music.
Okay, that's your thing.
I know. I'm crazy, but that's how we do.
Blown my small mind.
This was always on my list, eh? That one was always when really? I thought about it. Ooh, yep, yeah.
My number four was always on my list. It's from a very talented composer. It's orchestral. So again,
of course it is.
That one was orchestral, technically.
Okay. Yeah. Big C.
It's from Rama Jawadi.
Okay.
It is Westworld's theme.
Wow, really?
Oh!
I don't like this one. Oh! Not that it's bad necessarily, but I know the theme song with the opening credits with the robots being made or yes. whatever's happening with the sinews and all that yep. shit. That's cool. It suits this music particularly.
Cool as fuck,
it's
man.
Cool. It's cool as I guess the music's good. Oh, sure. Okay. Let's hear it.
He guesses it's good. Allow you now to judge. So, look, for me, that's just powerful shit.
I mean, it's very nice.
And he also does a lot of rearranging of songs through the series of the show, which build off that kind of sound. So, like, you have, like, Heart-Shaped Box by Nirvana, which is beautiful.
Oh, really? There's a version of that?
Yeah. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Yeah, okay. Let's hear it.
Just a snatch of the highbrow version.
It's not bad.
So that is Rahman Djawadi's version of that song. And he does quite a few other versions. Paint It Black gets a look in as well in season two. And Seven Nation Army by the White Stripes as well. So
really?
He's doing those rearrangements.
Really contemporary, yeah.
And it's all built off that same kind of vibe of that Westworld theme that we heard. So I love the soundtrack of this series. It's one of my favorite parts of a really great show. I know a lot of people fell off in season two. Sorry, I still dig it.
Did you still dig it?
Yeah.
I haven't seen season two yet.
Season three is coming and looks phenomenal. So.
Okay.
All right, that's my number four, Westworld.
Righto. Well, my number four was The Sopranos, son.
Oh, wow.
That's how like I liked that shit.
I woke up this morning and you wanted to get high on that song.
The music video for this song, right, is actually the band members in the back seat and they cut it so that, you know, Tony Soprano is driving in the front.
Yeah.
It's that. It's kind of okay. It's kind of okay. It's amusing. Right. Yeah.
Very so anyway. Nice. Well, look, my number three. You would know, if you know me at all, and I believe you do, Wayne.
You
would know that this is one of my favorite TV shows of all time.
Okay, so do you want me to guess, or is this just going to be too
hard? No, because you might guess. All right, okay, yeah, you're good. All right, so it is from the TV show Scrubs.
I knew this would be on your list.
Laszlo Bane, Superman, from their album All the Time in the World, originally released for a soundtrack album for a film called The Tao of Steve.
Okay.
In 2000, and Zach Braff apparently heard it and suggested to Bill Lawrence, the EP, it should get used as a Scrubs opener. And that is the history of how it got there. And I downloaded this song and I had it on any kind of players for a long, long time. And Scrubs, if I haven't mentioned it, I know I have on an earlier episode.
Oh, yeah. Keep going.
Got me through a dark period in my life.
Hey, that's the best thing about TV entertainment or any kind of entertainment, if it helps your life.
I came to it about five seasons in. So, yeah, I think it's 2001 it started, and I came to it four or five years later. So I had 5 years banked up to watch. And if not for that show, I'm not sure where I would be.
Your heart's in there. I get it.
And
I totally get
it. And so this TV theme song is so resonates with me so personally, and I love the shit out of it.
All right.
No, I know I'm no Superman. I'm no
Yep,
that is that energetic kind of, you know, I know I'm no Superman. Don't know about you, Wayne.
I also know I am no Superman. You know what? I think the only reason that I actually left it off because you were there, because I knew you'd have it.
Right.
But also I was thinking to myself, would I like this song if it weren't attached to Scrubs? Probably not. Right, but I do like it because
it's more your poppy, ridiculous, beaty thing than it is mine.
Yeah, my shit is Fountains of Wayne. It's a little bit tighter. It's like it's this stuff. He says, I don't know if I would have, but I like it because I like the show. So that's cool. That's cool. No, good choice. I'm sure you're not alone. All right. Well, my number three. Here's where the rubber meets the fucking road, people. I mean, you knew it was coming. You knew Game of Thrones was coming. Okay, that's what's happening right here.
Rahman Djawadi again?
Yes, I knew. I wonder where I saw that name again.
Just amazing, and can I say, slightly low.
Slightly low, you reckon? All right, listen up, people. When you first start a TV show, we talked about this, but the idea that when Game of Thrones, having, you know, just heard all about it, I see the opening theme, and it's diorama. Like, it's diorama fucking, like, CGI buildings and castles getting grown and shit, right? And I remember thinking to myself, well, that's an odd choice. I was expecting a bit of battle or some shit like that. And then you see how it goes around and becomes, like, the map of Westeros, all that shit. Now, his score goes... I'm sure you're playing it.
I am now.
Okay. And that hook, which is forced all the way through the show, Someone who can do that and make that hook so recognizable and essentially a part of the show has to be some kind of genius. Because who knows what hook becomes the best?
Do you want to know how much a genius he is?
Tell me.
We're going to go out today. So I'm not playing it now, but we're going to go out today with Raman Djawadi playing with some of the best guitar players of all time.
Oh, yeah, I saw
this guitar, this theme of this song, which is just phenomenal. If you've never seen it, I'll put the link in the show notes as well and give due credit where it should be. It's phenomenal how it transcends or translates beyond just this orchestral kind of score into even electric guitar. It's
absolutely
brilliant.
But you know what? This is minor key after minor key after minor key. It's supposed to be a bit sad and dank, right?
Well, I think
but
it's actually
swells
it's
still.
Funny you say it, because my thing is it's primarily rousing. It's zhung, 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 zhung,
yeah. Zhung, 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 and those are all minors, though. It
and
should
then you
be
get
sad. Yeah, that bit. So that what you might call the, it's not a bridge, I guess it's a pre-chorus. I don't know what it is, right? It's just that's your up high bit.
Yeah, that's a mysterious and wistful part.
Beautiful.
And I've never fast forwarded through this credit sequence in all 8 seasons.
Because they keep changing every season,
yes.
So it's worth looking
at. Towards the end, they change it episode to episode.
Yeah.
So that's how clever it is, the visuals, but the song remains the same.
Yeah, and that's why it's cool. Like, I don't know, this has become bigger than the show. And
oh,
that's
I
that's
wouldn't go what, that far.
Yeah, I
slow
mean,
down, Tiger.
But like, you hear this shit, like no one doesn't know. Even people who probably don't hear Game of Thrones, maybe not. Maybe, but you know, it's so recognizable as a result.
So
just well,
what a wonderful score, Raman Djawadi's Game of Thrones.
He the man. Your number what? 2?
2. Game of Thrones.
Well, my number 2 is The Ballad of Serenity.
Holy shit,
I told you,
son.
I sung it the other day before, or not the other day, a while ago, before we decided on this. I was already singing this in my head, okay? And on a personal note, yes, it's acoustic-y, yes, it's western-y, I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit country, okay?
You're a little bit one of those syllables.
I don't know why I didn't see that coming. Okay. So, yeah.
Well, that's it. We're down to our number ones then. And clearly, my number one is not going to be your number one.
No
so
damn
this
way.
Is very fascinating indeed. Let's give a quick recap then of my list, at least.
Go for it.
My number 10, The Sopranos, Woke Up This Morning by Alabama 3. Number 9, Firefly, The Ballad of Serenity by Sonny Rhodes. 8, The Band of Brothers score by Michael Kamen. 7, The Angels Angel opening theme by The Darling of Violetta. Battlestar Galactica, as written by Bear McCreary, who went on to do The Walking Dead, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
5, Veronica Mars.
V Mars.
Danny Warhol's We Used to Be Friends. Raman Djawadi's Westworld theme at number 4. Laszlo Bane's Superman from Scrubs TV show at number 3. Raman Djawadi again, Game of Thrones, number 2. And my number 1, without doubt, once we decided that it's okay if the majority of the season takes place in 2000. It was originally high up in my pre-2000 list.
Okay.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Of course.
By Nerf Herder. No words more needed. Let's get into it. Organ nod,
oh yeah,
to
yeah,
classic
yeah.
horror, and it builds into this contemporary screaming guitar intro, and then rock song, which is meant to represent is actually really about youth.
Absolutely, because at the time, it is, and I think when I heard this first, I liked that it was slightly punky, because if it was
punky.
Anything else, it wouldn't be dark enough to be a Slayer vampire type thing. So it had to be a little bit.
And for mine, it's so iconic; it doesn't need lyrics. This song,
no,
it nails it without them. It's a beautiful. Well, beautiful is the wrong word.
No,
it's powerful. It resonates. I love the shit out of. Of course, it's my favorite TV show of all time.
It's nice and rough, is what it is. It's nice and rough.
Never going to be anything else other than this song. My number one, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Not a huge surprise, but also very true to you. I mean,
thank you.
All right, my folks. Number 10 was Veronica Mars. 9, Entourage. 8, 30 Rock. 7, Dawson's Crack. 6, Suits. 5, Futurama. 4. So it's The Sopranos. 3, Game of Thrones. 2, The Ballad of Serenity. And my number 1, you'll love this, Paul. You won't love it. it is the funky guitar, soulful vocal bursts, and coolness of probably the most happy theme song to a TV show ever, and it's nice and short. Boston Legal. Bitch, please.
Fuck off.
What?
Absolutely, man. This show, first of all, everyone, we talked about William Shatner last week, right?
Oh, my God.
Dude, this, first of all, this show is fucking great. Boston Legal is a great fucking show. I think it's a spin-off of The Practice or fucking some shit, but that's not the point. All right? It's a funny version.
Wayne, having done his research.
Yeah, no, you, you got James Spader, you got like Bill Shatner and a whole bunch of other people, but it's a fun show where Bill Shatner is Denny Crane, who's the biggest wanker ever, but he's totally great to watch and is very funny and often offers his colleagues chubby sex.
What a guy.
You, me, chubby sex. But it's not in a funny way, trust me. Okay. But more importantly, this is the most fun little bunch of notes ever. Here it is. Boston Legal theme song. Boom. Oh, yeah. Big fan. Woo! Oh, yeah. Woo! Big, huge love and kicking that shit.
I'll say this. It's what? Way better than Suits.
Suck my dick. I don't know. I love the energy of that song. It's all mine. Number one, Boston Legal for me. There you go.
Well, that is it then for our top 10 TV theme songs post-2000. Wayne, do you want to give us a very quick rundown without, we won't hear the music of these, of your honorable mentions?
Yeah. Justified, it's not the type of thing you like when you start, but it's basically a gangster rap thing, but also bluegrass. And I would just tell you this, my worst is 2.5 Men.
Ooh.
That theme song is shit.
I didn't do worst. That's a
kid. I just thought of it now. I just thought of it. I'm like, ugh. Anyway, yeah.
All right, my other two honorable mentions are Daredevil and Stranger Things.
Ah, not bad. Okay, but totally you too. All right,
that's our list. What about yours? We wrap up every show with a segment that we call the Pop 10.
Talk about Pop 10. Talk about Pop 10.
Kicking off this week's Top 10 with Kristen Arcaro. She chose Big Mouth on Netflix, Game of Thrones, and Big Bang Theory.
I thought about Big Bang Theory.
Look, I like Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah, that's why it's good.
I don't like that song that much.
Fair enough.
Yep. Aiden Parker had the Game of Thrones because it's known by all. Sure. Simpsons is pretty damn iconic. And again, let me be clear here. When we asked for feedback, we didn't specify between pre and post 2000.
Exactly.
I guess so we've now had more seasons of post 2000 Simpsons, so I counted it. And Suits sounds baller.
Yeah, bitch! Nice one.
There you go, Aiden. You got a yeah, bitch.
A to the D.
Billy Dunham, our good friend from the We Watch the Thing podcast. Great show, dude. Check them out. And he said, this is honestly one of the toughest shows ever. And again, we did ask for anyone for the top 3 of all time. I can understand how that was tough for a lot of people. So here are his other, not sitcoms. The sitcoms would be pre. So we're just going with other. Number 3, Buffy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Billy. Number 2, Dexter. And number 1, Game of Thrones.
You know, Dexter, I thought about that one, but the truth is it's visual for me. Yeah, that is it's the visual that makes it for it. But anyway, go on. It's still a great choice.
Rachel Webb, the host of an upcoming show on the CC Radio podcast, which I think I'm allowed to reveal, is called Fangirling.
Hope so.
Sounds great. She had a whole heap. She just did not pay any attention to the top 3. But then she said, I guess my personal top 3 are number 3, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Yeah, Rach.
Okay, that's one for you.
Number 2, X-Men the Animated Series, which I know is pre-2000. But
we're going to talk, yeah.
We're going to roll through that one. And number 1, Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a pretty consistent winner. From 143 on Twitter, number 3, Rome, which I can't place the top of my head.
I can't place it either, yeah, but yeah.
Number 2, House of Cards.
I'm trying to remember it too. I do love that show, though.
You've watched that one, I haven't?
Yeah.
And number 1, True Detective. Which, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, so True Detective is the most fine example of, when I first heard it, I'm like, this song fucking blows. And then I loved it because it reminded me of the show.
Because it built goodwill within you. Mel Walker on our Facebook listening community said, Outlander, sing me a song of a lass that is gone. I don't know if that's even the tune. I've never seen Outlander in my life.
Every chick on the fucking planet loves Outlander.
Yeah,
Apparently some shit went down in there which resonates with all of them.
Shit went down in the nether regions.
Yes.
For sure.
All kinds.
Number 2, Stranger Things. It evokes the perfect mood for watching the show. And number one, just down in order here, Band of Brothers. I will never not sit and listen to the whole thing, humming along. I hope the miniseries count. Of course I do, Mel. Of course they do.
Nice one.
Philip Wilson said, picking only three is impossible. And he had like a list of honorable mentions as long as my screenshot. But number three, The Office.
That joke is as long as my dick. But go on, go on, please.
Number two, Batman the Animated Series, which again I know.
Oh, great fucking call.
Pre-2000. So that maybe I'm listening next week. And number one, again, Game of Thrones. There's a clear winner here. Mm-hmm. Absolutely clear winner. Paul Murphy. I want to thank Paul for hooking me up with a Uwe Boll documentary during the week, which I'm looking forward to watching. He said, look, he had a whole heap again, and I'm just going to sort of cherry pick from the 2000s CSI Miami.
Yeah! The only reason I didn't pick that is because it's already a song, but I get it.
Yep. Look, and that wasn't a stipulation.
It's not a stipulation, but I just... Yeah.
The original CSI. Who are
you? Oh, yes. Who? Perfect.
And then finally had Match of the Day UK Football Highlights Show, so which okay. I can't... Paul. Tammy Davis, who I want to thank Tammy, who did last week, during the week, send us a little bit of feedback on Podbean, saying she had an interaction with Bruce Willis, where he yelled at her for not producing the good that he wanted from her store.
What?
Despite the fact of not being in stock.
Oh, good. He did make your list, didn't he?
He did make my list of top 10 Hollywood a-holes, and so Tammy said that he even played the Do You Know Who I Am card.
Oh, really? Everyone loves it when a person does that.
A cockhead. Yeah. So thank you for that, Tammy. Anyway, Tammy, you said, she said, I should say, you might sense a theme here, but it's legit. Buffy, Angel and Firefly is my number one. So you might have a hard work task this week voting for who wins because Wayne had Firefly much higher up his list, but I had Buffy and Angel.
Weeding them out. What?
Last couple here. First of all, from Robert Forto on Twitter, Game of Thrones hands down. And lastly, from Geordie Davidson, top level patron and great friend to the show. He said, many of mine have already been mentioned, so he went for some different ones and they're all thankfully post-2000. Number three, Rescue Me. I love this show. I love singing Come On, Come On by the Von Bondies, which is a fucking fantastic song.
I actually read that somewhere and I forgot to check it out.
I've never watched Rescue Me. Yeah, otherwise, I would have put this song in there because I love this song.
A lot of people like that show. Like, that's actually quite a popular show.
Great song too. Great choice, Geordie. Number two, The Wire. Each season uses a different version of Way Down the Hole by Tom Waits, which is just stylish and cool and works to great effect on the show.
Another one where I'm like, what's this? And then it became cool.
And here is a vote for you, Wayne, because number one, With a Bullet, Firefly.
Yeah.
This one hits you right in the guts, man. Sometimes I start rewatching this show just because I want to hear the theme song.
Take My Love is the shit, man.
There we are. That is your feedback on this week's version of the show, the top 10 TV theme songs post-2000. Next week, of course, then, I don't even have to throw to Wayne, we're going to be doing the top 10 TV theme songs pre-2000, which means a lot more years of TV.
Oh, it's going to get nostalgic. It's
going to be nostalgic and contentious because, holy shit, we had to leave some great things off. Alex, my honorable mentions list is longer than even my dick.
Sure, there you go. Well done, well done, well done. Work on it, work on it.
Learning, that's what they call that one. Wayne, how do the listeners find us?
They can search for the...
give us feedback on topics.
Yeah, just Google the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast or hit us up on email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com.
You can do the same on Twitter at @thecountdownpc, same on Instagram, but we barely ever use that, to be brutally honest. You can...
That's a lot of social.
It is. Find us on Podbean, follow us, comment on the episodes there. Facebook listener community, link is in the show notes there. We have a Patreon where we have lots of extra content for you to check out if you're at all interested in the show. Again, link in the show notes. And finally, check us out on our Australian home, ccradio.com.au, part of the CC Radio Network. Bunch of other great shows there. Please do check them out.
Word.
And that is it for this week's episode 232 of The Countdown. We're looking forward to our part two of today next week for episode 233. It's going to be a blast.
Boom.
And probably even more contentious than Wayne having suits on his list
today. Fuck you! A lot of people dig that shit. Suck a dick. Okay.
All right, well, my name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
I fart in your general direction. Off.
Because you are, sort of.
All right. Okay.
Must contractually obligated to get that one in.
Okay. No matter how bad it fits. All right, cool.
Round hole square peg. Moving right along. Catch you next week.
Yeah.